Dr. Pat Schwab is a humorist and presents keynotes on management issues. Her speech, When Hell Freezes Over, Ice Skate, uses the acronym SKATE for dealing with difficult change. This is part two of letter one in the word SKATE. S, screaming cathart. I finished the first part this way.
I even think laughing sometimes is just an acceptable scream.
Well, it comes to that. In fact, on my staff a while back, we had a project that we just hated. And everybody was dragging their feet, and it was taking an inordinate amount of time. And one day, one of my staff put a sign up on her door, and it said, Wine and Cheese Party, 3:30 on Thursday. We got in there, and there were all these nice little plates of cheese and soda. And we went, what's with this? And she says, well, you didn't notice the H in the wine. She says, we're going to do a little cathartic whining. And it was wonderful, because what happens in these times as a staff is you start working on something and you come in and you're pumped, I'm going to make it work today. Yeah. But Joe next to you is just wasted and wiped out, and he's just as negative as he's ever been.
Right.
Well, the next day, Joe's up high and you're saying the heck with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened with this cathartic whining session was we liked it so well, we continued to schedule it every Thursday at 3:30. For the duration of the project. And the rule was that was the only time you could whine.
Oh.
And so the rest of the week, if somebody started sniveling or whining, it was, hold it for Thursday.
Save it.
Yeah,
save
that's
it
the only
Thursday.
Place, and we'd get it out of our system.
Okay.
I literally had a staff member come to me and say, well, like, what if something really bad happens on Friday and I forget about it by Thursday? Really and truly.
Okay, right.
And I said, yeah, write it down. We did. And we ended this year. People were coming in with scrolls, you know, most pathetic life. And it was a wonderful way to just let us know that we're bigger than this problem. You know?
That's great. So scream and cathart, which could be laugh out loud if you think scream isn't appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
It could be written. But it sounds like when you can scream and cathart with some of your coworkers in an appropriate way, that it also can sort of be a group stress release that lets you get to it when it's time to get back.
I can also see how this could be a manager tool to diffuse a particular employee who is negative. By having the save it till Thursday response in everyone's toolbox and apply to everyone, that negative employee is not singled out, but is channeled into a more positive process. In the last part on S, scream and cathart, Pat will give us one more tip on how to use these ideas, but away from the office, where it has no chance to hurt our reputation or add to the stress of our coworkers.